Hello, welcome to Morning Manna, August the 25th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day of continued study, that we might grow in grace and our hearts might be filled with truth. We praise you for all that you continue to do for us, and we embrace you with the love that we know that you have for us. We ask that you would be our kind leader and teacher. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's subject is Testimonies of Conversion. The title again, Testimonies of Conversion. And we will be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. The title, one more time, Testimonies of Conversion, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. Unless I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Notice here the servant of the Lord is making the point that you've got to be careful how you think of yourself, but rather think of Christ and follow his example. Review and Herald, May the 18th, 1876. There is a speech made at the Sparta camp meeting by Mrs. E.G. White, in which she says the following, beginning at paragraph 18. Our second conference meeting commenced Thursday at 9 a.m. while the rain was gently falling. We assembled under the canvas. After singing and several prayers had been offered, we listened with deep interest to many excellent and cheering testimonies. Now here are some of those testimonies. Brother Decker said he wished the meeting to commence just where it left off the previous morning. He hoped that the young converts to the truth would be free to bear their testimony. He felt the rich blessing of God in his heart. He had enjoyed such fullness in Jesus that his spirit had been melted. He hoped each one present would be faithful during the meeting, and that its influence would be left long afterward. He trusted no one would experience a loss by neglecting duty. Another brother said he felt the power of God upon him. He had been using tobacco for years, had tried to overcome the habit, but had failed to do so. He scarcely knew which way to turn. Finally, he took his burden to the Lord in prayer. Jesus has said, My grace is sufficient for you. He had found these words true. He had overcome. In the name and strength of Jesus, he had overcome. The struggle was hard, but the victory was complete. Now he felt that he was clothed and in his right mind. All things had passed away and all things had become new. He felt that he was washed clean in the blood of his Redeemer and that the love of God was in his heart. Another brother said he wanted to become strong in the service of his master. Each day of his life, he wanted to feel his approval. Time is short, and the probationary period granted us here should be improved to the uttermost that we can make it. He was sorry not to have set a better example before his associates in the past. Another brother said, I am old in years, but am a new convert in this faith. I did not coincide with the views held by this people until I had read their publications, comparing their doctrines with the Bible. I investigated the matter closely with a desire to know the truth for myself. The Lord opened my eyes to the light of His Word. I can now appreciate the love of God. I will always obey the truth and do everything I can for this cause, if I can at least be an heir of heaven. Then there was a sister who said she felt thankful for the camp meeting. She wanted the blessing of God that she might live out the truth. Another brother said he had newly come into the faith. Light had entered his heart. He had clearly understood the third angel's message. He was full of praise to God for His goodness. He had received a great blessing upon this campground. Then there was a sister who said she had long anticipated this meeting. She had come here for no idle purpose. She was earnestly seeking for entire consecration to the will of God. She desired meekness and lowliness of mind, that she might do her work acceptably to her Lord. Another sister said she had kept the commandments of God for 1 year and a half. It did her heart good to enjoy the blessings of this meeting. She wanted to be a Christian at home, living right every day before God, that when Jesus comes, she may meet Him in triumph. A brother says, I am thankful for this privilege of tenting on the ground. I feel a good degree of the Spirit in these meetings. I want my heart baptized with the Holy Spirit. I want to obey the precepts of God and faithfully follow out the teachings of the third angel's message, discharging my daily duties and seeking to help others in the way of life. I want light from heaven to shine into my own heart and from me to be diffused among my associates. I want to love God entirely and unreservedly. Then there was a sister who said she rejoiced in the great goodness of the Lord. She loves the truth and the cause of God. His Spirit has been made manifest at this meeting. She had been greatly benefited by it. Another brother followed and said he desired to testify to the goodness of God. This was the first camp meeting in which he had ever taken part. He had not enjoyed the peace of God till he came to this meeting. He was sorry his companion could not have been with him. Bless God for the light of the third angel's message, he said. Himself and others, many others, would now be in utter darkness, ignorant of the great truth. But God has sent to them His servants to teach them the great message of mercy. He could now work understandingly and in the strength of Jesus, and walk in uprightness before Him. Then there was another sister who felt deeply grateful to God for the privilege of this meeting. She had gathered strength here to carry the light before her friends and neighbors. She knew she had neglected duty in many ways. She saw her sins as she had never seen them before. She was glad to feel the Spirit of God here. The truth was precious to her soul. It had led her to be desirous of glorifying Jesus. God was calling her. He had brought her from darkness to light. In 1 week, He had taken from her 4 of her little children. They had been hurried from her sight. She had parted with them in agony of spirit. This providence had turned her from her infidelity. She was brought to see herself a sinner against the law. Before she could not see Christ, now she was a firm believer in this good faith. Then there was another sister that said that she felt that the power of the Lord was in this meeting. She knew for herself that God is a rewarder of all who diligently seek Him. She was followed by a brother who said this was a good place to be in. He had felt to rejoice while listening to the cheering testimonies given at this meeting. This was indeed a feast to his soul. He wanted to be a witness for Jesus, a living witness for the truth. He wanted a home in heaven when the redeemed shall return to Zion with joy and everlasting triumph. Next followed a sister who said the Lord was surely with us. She had never felt so much of His good spirit before. She had received help at the Lord's camp meeting last year. She had been enabled to draw near to God since that meeting. She had tried in the fear of the Lord to submit her will to Him. She had found a blessing, and her peace had been like a river. She wanted Jesus and the truth to be uppermost in her mind. She wished to be contented with her lot and to do every duty devolving upon her, that she might at last live with Jesus forever. She was followed by a brother who says, "I feel that the Lord is good and greatly to be praised. His mercies are as enduring as eternity. If at last we are found to be the children of God, what an honor, what a privilege it will be to meet in that happy gathering above, where there will be no partings, no farewells ever spoken. Praise God for the good and great work He is doing in bringing out souls into the light of the truth. My prayer is that God will move onward and the glorious work will be done." That brother was followed by a sister who said she could truly say that it was good for her to be here. The Spirit of the Lord was in the meeting. She wanted to overcome all her defects of character and meet the pure and blessed in the kingdom of glory. She was followed by a brother who said the Lord had done a great deal for him, but he had done but very little for the Lord. He had but little experience in this good work. He wanted to walk humbly and closely follow his Redeemer. Another brother said he felt thankful for this meeting. He had already been richly repaid. He had listened with deep interest to the truth here spoken. He saw faults in himself that he had never before perceived. And this was what he wanted, to know his errors, that he might correct them before it was too late. He wanted to love God more and imitate the self-denial of Jesus, to be a perfect overcomer in His name. He was followed by a brother that said he felt thankful that God was a prayer-hearing and prayer-answering God. He knew that His Spirit was here. He rejoiced in His love. He rejoiced that Jesus lives. He has said, "I will pray the Father for you." He had prayed, "Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth." He rejoiced in the light of that truth. He wanted to lean more completely upon his Redeemer, the source of all his strength and his exceeding great reward. He came 55 miles to attend this meeting and had been many times repaid for coming. The preaching that he had heard had put new life into him. He rejoiced in the truth. He wanted a more perfect understanding of it, that he might do his duty at home and among his neighbors. He was followed by a sister who said she thanked her dear Savior for the light she had received at this meeting. She understood better how to live the life of a Christian. She wanted to keep all the commandments of God and live in the faith of Jesus. She was followed by a brother who said he wanted to be an overcomer. He wanted to worship God in spirit and in truth. and live in obedience to all God's commandments. He wanted to be sanctified in obeying the truth. He wanted to be brought to God in completeness. He had been at a great distance from God. His besetting sins had separated from his Redeemer. He wanted to put away from him all these sins. As he has been drawn nearer unto Jesus, he said, he had felt his spirit respond to his effort. Praise his dear name. Then followed another sister who said she had felt that the blessed Savior was very near to her. She was very grateful for the privileges of this meeting. She loved the Lord and loved the truth. She must be a devoted follower of the meek and lowly Jesus. And then in all of this, a youth said, I want to be a child of God. Pray for me. Pray for our family, that we may have a home in heaven. The youth was followed by an aged brother who said, Beloved, my mother and my brethren, if Jesus' little ones are here, then are they my relatives. One said to Jesus long ago, Thy mother and thy brethren desire to speak with thee. Jesus looked around upon his disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. The Savior is speaking to us saying, My little ones, keep the Father's commandments. Take up the cross and follow where I shall lead. I entreat you, my brethren, to be firmly established in the faith. Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost will never save any of us. Those who not only believe, but obey the commandments of God and rely upon the merits of the blood of Christ will meet him with joy and triumph when he comes in the clouds of heaven. And then there was a sister who was weeping and said, I have two children. I want them to give their hearts to Jesus at this meeting. Brother White said, Parents, come and bring your children with you. I have brought mine with me, and I entreat your prayers that their hearts may be convicted and converted to the truth. Another sister said she was very thankful for this blessed privilege. The Lord is good, she said. He blessed her. She wants to humble herself under the hand of God, that she may be exalted in due time. She was followed by another sister, who said she was still strong in the truth, striving by the grace of God to overcome her sins and gain eternal life. If it be by the loss of all other things, that would be fine. Still another sister said she was striving to be a Christian. She had no desire to turn back, but wanted to follow her Savior humbly and completely. Another sister said, I am thankful for what my eyes behold, and my ears hear, and my heart feels. The mercies of God are indeed great. I have been sick and nigh unto death. I looked towards the camp meeting and prayed, Lord, let me go. But nevertheless, do as thou pleasest with me. I was strengthened by the grace of God, and I endured the journey of 75 miles and gained in strength all the way. I have been out to all the meetings and have been greatly blessed. We have heard precious truths. They are committed to our trust, and we should profit by them. I hope that I shall be prepared to live more humbly and be more zealous in the cause of God. When I hear from those who are young in the faith, I feel my unworthiness deeply, that I am so poor a follower of Jesus. But the Lord has done great things for us, whereof our hearts are glad. Praise his holy name. And then another sister said, I want to have feeling and faith for others. I want to help my friends and neighbors in the right way. I love to hear the testimonies of those who have recently embraced the truth. I'm glad for the precious light that has filled my heart with hope and courage. Since I have come with this people, I have been greatly blessed. The truth that I have heard from the stand has done me great good. I want my children to be converted. They keep the Sabbath in form, but not in spirit. Pray for them, please. And then finally, a sister said, I am the Lord's. I love the dear Savior. I have been blessed at this meeting. I want my ways to be right before God. I want a part in His kingdom. I thought I would share these testimonies with you today because so often we read and we listen to things being read, but we hardly recognize that there are so many people who have testimonies of power, who are willing to share with us that which they have experienced walking with God. What is your testimony today? You need not say it out loud because we cannot hear you. But why not in the quiet of your home and in the quiet of your moment, thank God for the blessing that He's bestowed upon you and that which He has done for you. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for all that You have done. We thank You that we can demonstrate out loud and in quiet the blessings that You have poured out. We thank You today for what You have done in the past, what You are doing for us now, and what You will do in the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been Morning Manna, August the 25th, 2020.